Last week, the Northern Arapaho tribe began a small buffalo conservation herd on their land in Kinnear. But as Wyoming Public Radio Savannah Marr reports, the animal's arrival didn't come without controversy.
The news that these buffalo were on their way was a last-minute surprise to most tribal members. But that didn't stop more than 100 from gathering on Wednesday morning to welcome them. There's a row of elders sitting in folding chairs with blankets on their laps, two busloads of school children running around. And in the middle of a fenced-off field, a livestock trailer full of restless 2-ton ungulates. They've traveled 500 miles from the federally run National Bison Range in Montana to become the Northern Arapaho's first tribally managed buffalo herd. When the doors of the trailer are finally opened, the buffalo are more than ready to run off and bring them home. Devin Oldman of the Northern Arapaho Tribal Historic Preservation Office says this moment is one of the proudest of his career. But getting the animals here wasn't easy. Oldman says he and his office faced a lot of opposition, and not just from outside the tribe.
Been a lot of phone calls and a lot of disagreements and a lot of arguments, you know, with people who are in control, you know, and finally got them to take a look at our people and our land and understand what we need.
In the late 1800s, overhunting by white people and a deliberate extermination campaign by the federal government brought buffalo to the brink of extinction. Since then, Oldman says Northern Arapaho people have never forgotten the significance of buffalo in their diets, their culture, their traditional economy. But in the buffalo's 130-year absence from the Wind River Reservation, many Northern Arapaho families moved on and took up cattle ranching. The Northern Arapaho tribal government even operates a ranch of its own.
Jump on in. Just throw that over. I just pack stuff in here.
Ransom Logan is the manager of the Arapaho Ranch. He says the tribe runs about 4,000 head on 300,000 acres here in the Owl Creek Mountains. As we drive a windy gravel road, hoping to get a look at some of the cattle, I start to notice that Logan has a catchphrase.
You should be allowed your opinion for dang sure. Dang sure ain't just gonna jump into that one. That's dang sure, it'll dang sure give you that. It's gonna be dang sure interesting.
And when the issue of buffalo restoration comes up,
that's going to be a hard one to debate with ranchers because they dang sure ain't going to want their livelihood infected by buffalo and having to quarantine and then essentially kill their whole cattle herd that they've worked a lifetime to get to, you know?
This debate has been raging for decades in the West. Ever since cattle ranches started to take over the land where wild buffalo used to roam and tribes like the Arapaho used to hunt them. Ranchers say buffalo carry a bacterial disease called brucellosis, which causes cattle to abort their fetuses. If a cattle herd gets infected, that can destroy a rancher's livelihood. Buffalo conservationists point out there's never been a documented case of the disease being spread from buffalo to cattle. Some research shows that wild elk are the real culprits that ranchers should be worrying about. Either way, brucellosis has been on Northern Arapaho people's minds over the years as they've debated buffalo restoration. It's the reason it's taken so long to get the animals to Northern Arapaho land and why some tribal members are still uneasy about it. Logan says he's not totally opposed to a tribal buffalo herd, but he admits that he, an Arapaho man, doesn't feel much of a connection to buffalo.
I'm out of touch as far as that goes, because we can say this is where we came from, but we can't say that this is how we lived, I don't know, because I've never lived off of buffalo.
We step out of Logan's pickup truck to watch a group of grazing heifers. Logan tells me that working here at the Arapaho Ranch is something that makes him feel connected to his Arapaho roots and like he's helping his Arapaho people.
And I could see why they'd want to bring it back as far as the culture and understand where our tribe came from and how we, you know, how we lived. And, you know, I could see it from that point, but, you know, at the same time, the dang sure ought to be thought through pretty well, you know.
Back at the brand new Northern Arapaho buffalo enclosure, things have started to calm down. The crowd is thinned out. The kids are headed back to school. Devin Oldman tells me that today was his last day working with the Historic Preservation Office. Things were getting too political, too messy. Besides, now that the buffalo have arrived safely, he feels like he's given his people what they needed.
When I'm 80 or 90, you know, and we have a huge herd, if I get to live that long, if I'm blessed by the Creator to live that long, and I have great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren, you know, and I'll be able to see that reciprocity, you know, for the future.
With the noise and the onlookers gone, the 10 buffalo roam closer to the perimeter of their enclosure. Old Man and his family get to share an intimate moment with them. He kneels to the ground, holds his two daughters close while he sings to the buffalo, welcoming them home. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.